Looking at my little girl, her hands in the air and chubby toddler legs twirling around to the music, I can't help but laugh and join in. The pure joy expressed in that moment fills me up from the inside. It's a moment I try to cling to as I sob with exhaustion in the middle of the night. She's awake again and just wants her mum.
That was Carolyn. Do you remember that she talked to us some time back about being the mother to a toddler? Do you think Carolyn enjoys her little toddler? Oh, yes. Even though there are times when she sometimes finds herself crying with exhaustion in the middle of the night when her little girl wants her again. Welcome to Women of Hope today. I'm Tammy, and Carol and I are happy to have this time with you again. Carol, do you remember feeling like this when your children were small?
Oh my, yes. What a pleasure they were. And at the same time, how exhausting. A toddler takes so much of your energy and time, don't they? In fact, I remember hearing Carolyn say this too.
Often at the end of the day, I think, what have I done today? A trip to the playground, reading another book, pretending to change a baby doll's nappy, singing songs together. It doesn't feel like much. Then one day, I hand her a drink and she says, thank you. Without me reminding her, what a triumph, what a celebration. I have the most special girl in the whole world. In that moment, all the times I had to say, what do you say, were worthwhile. That's what it's like for me being a mum. A lot of constant, patient work, but with so many times of amazing joy watching my precious child learn, grow, and love.
Today, Ross has come back again, as she said she would, to tell us more about what to expect as normal development of a toddler, a young child from about 1 to 3 years. Welcome back, Ross.
Thanks, Tammy. Hi, Carol. I wonder if you have a toddler in your house. Maybe your own child. Maybe a grandchild. Or maybe you're caring for someone else's child. If you do, you'll know how busy a toddler can be, learning all about his world and learning to relate to those around him. My youngest grandchild is a toddler of a little over a year now. She keeps me absolutely charmed. I could sit and watch all the cute things she does all day, but I'd find it hard to keep up with her if I was caring for her all the time. I don't have the same energy I used to have with my own children. Now, last time we talked mostly about the physical development of a baby from birth to about a year old. How their muscles develop, so they can reach for things, roll over, hold their head up, and how they learn to sit up and pull themselves up and stand and to finally walk. But we also talked about making a connection with your baby, how they listen and copy some of the sounds you make. How you can have a conversation with your little baby, even though they're not yet saying real words. Have you noticed that a baby soon learns about taking turns in a conversation? You talk to them, they respond and make gurgling sounds back to you, so you talk again, and they listen. And soon, as you stop, they'll take their turn again. Isn't it fascinating how quickly a baby will learn to do this? They're not only learning the very beginning of a language, but they're learning social skills, making eye contact, taking turns, enjoying a conversation. And they're developing their emotions. You'll know when they're happy and content, with their smiling, cooing and giggling, of course. But you'll also know when they're frustrated or upset as they cry and scream. They'll soon learn that you'll respond to their expressions of emotion. You'll smile and coo back, or you'll pick them up and cuddle and comfort them when they're upset. So here you are with a beautiful toddler, exploring his world and developing his feelings and his own ideas. His language is now developing at an amazing rate. He seems to be learning new words every day. He's now able to let you know very quickly what he wants and what he doesn't want. No is a word that he will learn to use very quickly. He will begin to test you when you say no or don't touch. Sometimes with a cheeky smile, he'll deliberately do what you've just told him not to do. That's normal for a toddler, but tough for a parent, isn't it? One of my strongest memories of my first child was that he would run to the electric power points as soon as I sat down to feed his baby sister. He knew it was something he was not allowed to do, so I guess it was his way of telling me that he didn't like the baby taking my attention.
So what did you do, Roz?
Well, I found that the best thing to do was to give him some special attention as I fed his little sister. I'd sit him on the arm of the chair next to me as I fed her, and I'd put my free arm around him and read him a story or talk to him. He enjoyed that.
So tell us, when should we be concerned about our toddler's language development and their ability to communicate with us?
Well, by 15 months, most children will be saying Mama and Dada, plus at least three other words, usually nouns such as the names of things, such as cookie, ball, dog, more, those kinds of things. And of course, the all-time toddler favourite, no. A typical 15-month-old can also follow simple commands such as bring me your shoes or put the book down. He also understands the meaning of phrases such as, no, come here, show me, look. So if by this age your toddler does not seem to understand these simple commands and is not developing a few words to express himself, it's time to talk to your child health worker about it. If he's not making eye contact with you and enjoying your company and a cuddle and seems to want to be on his own most of the time, then you need to talk to someone who can help you.
Roz is talking with us today about normal development in a young toddler's language and ability to relate to you, his parent or caregiver.
Your toddler understands much more than he can speak. You may discover this accidentally one day when you're asking the family dog where you could possibly have put your purse, and your toddler runs to the table to get it for you. Or you may be having your usual conversation as you do things together. You might say, let's go and get your shoes, and you watch in amazement as he trots down the hall and comes back with them. You're not imagining it. He really does know what you're saying.
I love watching young children pretending. Remember Carolyn pretending with her toddler to change a baby doll's diaper?
Yes, that's definitely something that we expect a toddler to start doing. As soon as children begin to use language, that is, they understand words and start to use them, they also have the ability to pretend. Most of your 15-month-old's imaginative play will revolve around her everyday activities. She'll pick up a spoon and pretend to eat from it or feed her dolly with it. Or she'll put her head on your lap and pretend to be asleep. And as she develops more, she'll start to pretend to be something else, like her favourite animal. And before long, she'll pretend to be Mummy and do the cooking and talk to her dollies. Then you hear her scolding her dollies. You may notice her saying just the same things you've said to her. This can be very interesting.
I heard myself many times as my children were going through this stage. So when should we be concerned if we don't see these things happening?
If by the time she's 20 months old, she's not pointing out things of interest to her and is not doing some pretending, then yes, you need to be concerned. You need to talk to your health professional about it. A mother's instinct is a very real thing, so if you feel that there might be something wrong, then talk to someone who can help you. They'll do some tests and find out if your child does need some extra help.
Thanks for coming to talk with us today, Roz. It's always helpful to know when we need to get help from someone who may know more than we do, isn't it?
Catherine is a great friend of Women of Hope, and she's come to see us today with one of her great stories. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks, Carol. And hello, my friend. Actually, I have two stories, and both of them are true. The first story took place in recent years. The other one happened thousands of years ago, but they have a lot in common.
Great. Then let's get ourselves comfortable and listen.
Juanita sat in the tiny apartment, her three small children huddled around her knees. She had only a few pieces of furniture. There was a mattress for her and her youngest, Annie, and two cots for the twins, who would soon be four. A table and two chairs were surrounded by boxes. Juanita was awakened by her drunken husband coming into their house and yelling at her to get his breakfast. It was the end of his busy night of work at the factory. The girls woke up crying, as usual, and he began slapping them, as he'd done many times before. Later, when he was finally asleep, she gathered up the children and ran to a neighbor's house. Her neighbor knew of someone who had an empty apartment and helped her quickly pack clothes and dishes, toys, and bedclothes. By the time Tom woke up and began yelling for his supper, she and the children were safely in their new home with a legal order saying he could not come to see them. Now, Juanita sat in the tiny apartment, her three small children huddled around her knees. She had only a few pieces of furniture. There was a mattress for her and her youngest, Annie, and two cots for the twins, who would soon be four. A table and two chairs were surrounded by boxes. The little family ate a few donuts her friend had left for them and went to bed. When the children were asleep, Juanita lay awake thinking, "Does anyone care about us? Will I ever know what love is? What will happen to the children and me?" She thought of her mother in a faraway state. When she'd left home with Tom, already pregnant with the twins, many harsh words were said, and she had not heard from her mother in 4 years now. Even before the twins were born, Juanita knew that Tom was going to bars, spending the night often with other women, and in danger of losing his job at the factory.
Oh, my heart goes out to Juanita, and it makes me wonder, have you ever felt the way Juanita did that day? Many women have.
And my dear friend, do you know something wonderful? God knows all about it, and he cares for Juanita, and he cares for you too. In his word, the Bible, there's a story about a young girl named Hagar. She probably felt just like Juanita. I'd like to tell you her story. Hagar was a slave in a very wealthy home. The wife in the home couldn't have children, so she gave her slave girl to her husband as a secondary wife, which was the accepted custom at that time. Soon, Hagar knew she was pregnant. At first, she was proud and excited. In fact, she began to look down on her mistress, and that caused some trouble in the family. When her time came, she had a baby boy called Ishmael. But after a few years, something unexpected happened. The first wife, Sarah, became pregnant and had a son, Isaac. This son had been promised many years before by God. Sarah didn't like seeing Ishmael playing with Isaac, because she wanted her son to get all the family property when he grew up. So Sarah ordered that Hagar and her son be sent away from the home. Her husband, Abraham, was not at all happy about sending them away, but his wife insisted. But God promised Abraham that he would look after Hagar and Ishmael. Now, they lived in wild, dry country, and so Abraham gave Hagar food and water and sent them away. After a few days of wandering, she ran out of water, and Ishmael was getting weak. Hagar left her son lying under a scrubby bush and went and sat a little way off. She said to herself, "I can't bear to watch my child die." She began to cry because she was all alone and had no one to help her. She could hear her boy crying too. And you know what happened? It was the most wonderful thing. The angel of God spoke to that sad, lonely woman. I don't know if she saw anyone, but she did hear a voice that said, "Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying. Go and comfort him. I plan to make a great nation out of his descendants." She looked up and there was a well of water. They were saved. Hagar had her own special name for God. She called him the God who sees me. The Bible says that they lived in that desert country until the boy was grown and God took care of them. That's the end of the story from God's Word. My friend, if you're feeling like Hagar, all alone and full of despair because someone has hurt you badly, you can cry out to God. He hears the heart cries of his people. He wants to take care of you. You too can call on the God who sees me.
That's a lovely name for God. It reminds us that whatever is happening in our lives, God is watching. He sees and understands.
So, Catherine, can you tell us what happened to Juanita?
Oh, yes. God saw Juanita crying, too. She remembered that her mother used to pray with her, so she prayed to God, and he heard her. I don't know if he spoke to her like he did to Hagar, but he did help her. He gave her the courage to call her mother, who came and stayed with the children while Juanita looked for a job. Her neighbors took her and the children to church, where other people who loved God gave them food and toys. Some gave Juanita money to help her feed and clothe her children. In a few months, she had a good job, a nice home, and began sharing God's love with other women who felt alone just like she had on that awful day.
Stories like that make me feel sad, but also very encouraged. God can give you courage and help you see the way through, even when things seem hopeless. Remember how much He loves and values you, whatever other people may do. Call out to Him today. There is hope.
Before we finish today, our friend Mornette will tell us something more about prayer. Thank you for joining us again, Mornette.
I wonder how strong and powerful you feel. I often feel very weak and not powerful at all. Do you know that God has made an amazing promise to us that can totally change the way we live? He has promised for those who believe in Jesus that His power can fill our lives. But first, He asks us to do something important. He says, "So admit to one another that you have sinned." He asks us to share our lives with other people who believe, to talk together and to tell each other about the wrong things we've done. Then he says, "Pray for one another so you might be healed." How can we pray for one another if we don't talk to each other about these things? So first, Talk with a trusted friend who also believes in Jesus. Tell them about what is happening in your life. Talk to each other about the wrong things you've done. Then pray for each other and ask God to forgive you. That's real friendship, and God surely will forgive you. And when you've done that, what does God say in His Word? The prayer of a godly person is powerful. It makes things happen. Through prayer, all the power of God is available to His children.
Thank you, Mornette. Well, we have heard a lot of good things today. Roz and Carolyn helped us with child development, and Catherine reminded us that God is watching over us. He sees and He cares.
If you have any questions about the things we've talked about, you can write to us in care of this station or at Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We would love to hear from you. Goodbye for now, and our prayer will be that you rest in God and trust Him for all things.